What would you call it? A hog that's grown up wild.
Wild.
We called him a wild hog.
Any other names for the kind that you'd see out in the woods?
Bowers.
Mm-hmm. What about the Piney Woods Rooter? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah. Well, Piney Woods Rooters too. Well, that was an old, different kind of hog. He wasn't never fat like the rest of them.
He was just a hog that growed up in the woods wild and lived in the woods. Nobody never tamed him.
No, he wasn't tamed or nothing.
Mm-hmm. But he was built different.
Built just like the other hogs, only he wouldn't be as fat as the other hogs.
Uh-huh. And, the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned. You say the calf began to...
Blade.
Yeah. They wean the calf.
Uh-huh.
They get away from it. Yeah, mama, take this... It'll just blade all day long.
Oh, yeah.
And all night.
Yeah, the little old calf will blade and blade and all.
Uh-huh.
Take on. Because it wants its mama.
Uh-huh. What noise does the mother cow make?
Well, she always was, you know, lowing after him, trying to low, you know, to him. And it seemed like she wanted them, you know, to let him come to her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And the noise that a horse makes.
Yeah, he's a...
Braves.
Huh?
Brays.
Brays?
Well, the softer noise that a horse makes.
Well, they...
Maybe when he recognizes you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes they were whicker, we called it.
Mm-hmm. And, say, if you had some hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say it was time to go feed them.
The geese or the...
Uh-huh.
Whatever it might be, chickens or mm-hmm. anything else that was making a noise in the late every evening that they was wanting something to eat,
mm-hmm.
especially then.
And when it's time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it was...
Yeah, they'd be making a noise wanting us to get out there with something.
Mm-hmm.
Firm to eat. Yeah.
Do you ever use the expression feeding time or chore time or fodder time?
Feeding time is mostly used.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was, that's when they'd be so hungry, you know, seem like they want something to eat. They'd want us to hurry up and get
uh-huh.
there with it.
So you said that it was?
Yeah.
It was what?
And they'd, maybe bray if it was a horse, or if it was a cow, they'd low.
Uh-huh.
And
they
want you to come on and bring their stuff to them, something to eat to them.
What expression would you use? Would you say it was
what?
Chore time, or fodder time, or feeding time?
Yeah, feeding time, it was always in the evening late.
Uh-huh.
And, then we had to feed them then next morning, and so I had to go and feed them again next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then at dinner time they was fed. If
mm-hmm.
it was stock, I mean, horses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And cows, we milked them always every morning,
mm-hmm.
and every night. Well, sometimes we might not milk them every night, just milk them every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Just according to corn, how we... wanted to do about it, we could do it.
Mm-hmm. You say a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a...
Setting hen.
A setting hen.